You have an official title that I'll let you share with everybody once you get rolling. But I'm going to pray for you and then get out of your way.
Not in the way.
Lord, we're just so grateful. Thankful, Lord. I pray you give us open hearts, ears, and minds to hear, Lord, what Brother Mark has for us today, Lord, the words that you've given him. And we're just so excited and honored. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's an honor to serve God in any capacity that I can. So anyway, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. What's that? We're getting an echo. Okay, who knows? I know you don't want to hear me twice. So you want me to use a handheld? I can...
That? Is it coming through?
How's that? Is that better? Okay. So if you'll turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, and he says these words. He says, "Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly." So I hope this morning you bear with me a little in my folly. "And indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you, Father, as we've entered your presence in praise this morning. Father, that you speak to our hearts. Help us to hear your words. Help me to say only what you desire me to say, Father. That, Lord, your name would be lifted up and magnified so that you would draw men, women, boys, and girls to your presence. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've titled my message this morning, "Snake Bite Seeking Some Anti-Venom." Amen? No? Well, you guys are brave. I know if I got snake bit, I'd want that anti-venom, and probably a lot sooner than later. And Satan is like that. Satan comes in, as Paul is saying here, and he beguiles us. He sneaks up on us. Now, how many of you ever snuck up on a rattlesnake? How many of you know that rattlesnakes don't all the time curl up and do that little rattle so you know they're there? I've been up on many of them in the trails where, you know, all of a sudden you see it and they're trying to get away from you, and, you know, you're kind of in between where they want to go and where you are, and it's like, okay, buddy, have your way, because you know what? I don't want to get there. Amen? But Satan's not like that. He likes to come in and he likes to sneak up on you and go, boom, I got you. And the next thing you know, you're in desperate need of some anti-venom. In Genesis 3, talking in the Garden of Eden, the Satan didn't come to Eve and say, "Hey, look, I'm going to ruin your life, so here it is." He came to Eve and he said, "Now, what did God really say? Oh, did he really say that? Is that really what he meant?" How many of you ever heard people talk about that with the scriptures? Is that what God really meant? When he says, "Be holy," when he says, "Don't sin," is that what he really meant? Oh, no, just a little bit's okay. No, it's not. That's how he gets in and he beguiles us. He gets us to thinking that this or that or the other thing is okay just for a little bit. And we've been snake bit. And we're in desperate need of some anti-venom. Now, in the natural, how many of you know there are four different types of snake venom? Four different types. They're not all the same, even though they all require the exact same anti-venom. But there are four different types. There is the neurotoxic. It primarily affects the nervous system, potentially disrupting nerve impulses and causing paralysis. It affects your feeling. There's the hemotoxic. It affects your cardiovascular system, your heart. It damages your blood vessels. It disrupts your blood clotting. It potentially leads to internal bleeding. Then there's the cytotoxic. It targets the cells, causing localized tissue damage and cell death. And then there's the myotoxic. It affects your muscle tissue, leading to muscle damage and paralysis. Now, if you study a little bit about snake bite, a little bit about snake venom, and if you go out into the wild, you probably should. You probably should have a good understanding of what you're seeing, so you don't mess with the snakes. Amen? I mean, only an idiot goes out and messes with snakes. Now, I raise my hand because I like to eat rattlesnakes, so I go out and mess with snakes. But I'm cautious. I don't just go, oh, rattlesnake, here we go, you know. That's going to drive me crazy. Now I'm okay. I'd take it off, but me, no. I got to get this thing off. I'm sorry, folks. There we go. Just throw it on the floor. All right, now we're free. Oh, don't you just love technology when it doesn't work? So I want to take us to 1 John, the 5th chapter. 1 John 5. Now, I know some of you aren't exactly King James type people, but I'm all King James pretty much. But we're going to have some other versions in here too, so just bear with me in my folly, if you would. King James, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. James says this. He says, all unrighteousness. Can you guys repeat that for me? All unrighteousness. Does that mean there's an exception there? Oh, okay. Now we're on the same page. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin unto death. Or not. There is a sin not unto death. All sins unto death. I'll get it straight in a minute. You guys help me out a little bit, you know. If I read it wrong, just shout it out, because sometimes I get a little excited and my eyes don't see quite everything the way they should. So Paul says there's a sin that's not unto death, but sin separates us from God. How many of you realize that? Sin separates from God. It may not cause us death at the moment, but it's going to cause us problems. Galatians, the 5th chapter. I think that thing up there is a little faster than I am on my pages here. So, Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest or made known, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm looking for the kingdom of God. I'm looking to inherit what God has intended for me to inherit. Anybody else here like that? All right, well, I got a few hands. The rest of you, we'll get you there in a few minutes. I want all the good things God has for me. But the problem is, I got snake bit, and I need that anti-venom. I'm suffering because I got snake bit, and I need that anti-venom to be applied to me. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I know if someone is snake bit, the first thing they want to do is run to the physician, amen? And they want to get that snake, that anti-venom applied to them so that they can begin the healing process. Jesus is the great physician. Jesus has the anti-venom that I need when I'm snake bit with sin. The blood of Jesus will heal me from all my diseases, from all my sins. See, there's not any sin that the blood of Jesus will not heal me from. But Paul tells us in Romans 3:23, he says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Does that leave anybody out? No. We've all been snake bit, and we're all in need of an anti-venom. We're all in need of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from the unrighteousness that we grew up with in the world. And there's none of us exempt from that. Romans 5:28. Started reading Spanish. You don't want to hear that. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Another version says, while we were yet the enemy of God, Christ died for us. See, God did this for us. He gave us the anti-venom when we were still in sin. If we hadn't been snake bit, we wouldn't have needed it. But you see, we've been snake bit, and we need that anti-venom. But so many of us are looking in the wrong places. We're thinking the world's going to heal our problems. Oh, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. President Trump's going to fix it all. He is not going to fix it all. We need Jesus to fix it all. Revelation 12. Where's the clock at? 11:08. Okay. I promised Dan I'd get us out of here by 3:00, so I'm working on it. Revelation 12. My pages want to stick together, high humidity or something. Oh, where am I at? 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I'm here to tell you that the blood of the Lamb is the antivenom that I need to heal the snake bite that I've been bitten with through the beguiles of Satan. And the word of their testimony. I don't know, maybe I'm meddling a little bit, but I get upset when I hear somebody say, oh, I'm a Christian, and I see them living in sin. I really do. Because my Bible tells me that he redeemed me from that. And yet so many in the church today believe that they can just live any old way they want to. But I'm here to tell you that every time we sin, we get snake bit and we need the antivenom. And if we're not having the antivenom applied, we are in trouble. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves me from my sin. He's got the antivenom I need. He's the great physician. He's ready to apply it if I just ask him to do so. I was talking to a young man here not too long ago, and he says, I don't like God. And I said, what? What do you mean? He says, all I ever heard was about how mean God was. I mean, all through the Old Testament, I says, you don't understand. You only heard half of it. God spoke his word to get us out of that. But some people see God as a God up there with a lightning bolt. And he's going, okay, one more time, bud. One more time. But I see God as a God up there looking down with me and open his arms and say, please, one more time, come to me. Come to me. Let me apply that antivenom. Let me wrap my arms around you and set your feet back on that solid rock. Let me set you free. Let me heal you. Let me deliver you from whatever chains are binding you. He's not a mean God. He's a loving God. And anybody who says otherwise just hasn't read the scripture. He loved us so much that he went to the cross and he became sin for me. He became sin for me. I don't know if that affects you the way it affects me, but when I think about what he did for me, it just causes me to weep. And it causes me to realize just how much he really did love me, does love me, still loves me, even though he's still working all the kinks out. You know, sometimes we have some residual problems with our sin. You know, you get snake bit and you don't get anti-venom just super immediately. I mean, within a couple seconds. And some of these venoms, and we talked about it. It was the myotoxic that affects your muscle tissue and stuff. And people, even if they get anti-venom later, it affects how their muscles react later down the road because they've been affected. And sin's like that for us if we're not careful. If we don't allow Jesus to completely set us free, Oh, but I'm here to tell you, that's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to set me free. He wants to break every, how many of you like that song, Break Every Chain? He's here to break every chain that's ever bound us. My favorite scripture when I was rodeoing, I had it on my chaps. Used to open a lot of doors, conversation. It's John 3:16. But most people stop with 16, but we're going to go a little further with that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Say, Jesus didn't come to condemn me. He came to save me. He didn't come to tell me how bad of a person I am. He came to wrap his arms around me and say, Mark, I love you. I love you. Let me heal you. Let me set you free. Let me take away all the problems that snake bite has caused. But then he goes on. He that believeth in him, what does it say? Is not condemned. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you're here this morning and you've not had the anti-venom of the blood of Jesus applied to your life, he's here this morning to do it. He's here, he wants to apply it. He's reaching out to you. If you're listening to us on the internet or whatever they have back there that they're broadcasting this over, whatever they do, Jesus is reaching out to you with the anti-venom that we so desperately need. He wants to heal us. He wants to set us free. And he wants to break every chain that's holding us back. Amen.